Good morning. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, January 19th, 2014. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is proud to sponsor the 2014 Eureka Springs Indie Film Fest, January 23rd through the 25th at the City Auditorium. This three-day film fest will feature entries from across the United States, plus a Made in Arkansas block of films from AETN and other Arkansas documentary filmmakers. Screenings, panel discussions, workshops, and more will be included. Single-day and three-day passes are available at esindiefilmfest.com or 363-8185.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, lions and tigers and wampus cats. We learn what's in a name when it comes to high school mascots around the state.
Plus, lung cancer cases are on the decline in Arkansas, while the use of solar energy systems on the rise.
But first, Arkansas schools were in session for the first full week last week since the holiday season and winter weather, and there was plenty of news related to education. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
The past week has been rife with news briefs regarding different schools in the area. Republican contender for Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson on Monday offered the second policy initiative of his campaign. In Springdale, Hutchinson called for expanding computer science education by changing state law, allowing high school students to get a credit toward graduation through such a class, and making sure it's available in every high school in the state.
We have to educate our young people in the language of the workforce of the future, which is computer code. And when I talk about computer science, I'm not talking about the ability to do Microsoft Word or to keyboard. This is the ability to really write a foreign language, JavaScript. It's computer code that is the language of the workplace.
Hutchinson said it would help expand high-tech, computer-related jobs in Arkansas, but in a statement, the Democratic Party of Arkansas argued that Hutchinson's record on education shows that in the past he has worked to water down standards for public schools and voted against funding science education and reducing class sizes. From modernizing courses, we go to retrofitting extracurricular school facilities. Renovations to football facilities are in the near future for Greenland High School. The Greenland School Board recently approved a contractor to begin site preparations for the work, which will include a 6,000-square-foot fieldhouse and concession stand, new bleachers to replace the decades-old wood seating for home spectators, a new press box, a new 120-meter running track and jump pit, and a new entrance, ticket booth, and fencing around the stadium. Charles Cudney, Greenland School Superintendent, says that school patrons will start seeing the changes in the next few weeks as the contractor begins site preparation work.
That involves building the dirt pad for the buildings to sit on and doing some renovation to the water drainage system to improve that. And that will be happening over the next month or so. And then we're hoping once that's completed, we'll be at a point where we can open bids for the actual building construction to start, which I would anticipate happening mid-March with completion prior to the beginning of the next school year, 2014.
He says that parents, Greenland Booster Club members, and school staff in previous years tried to raise funds for the renovation, but failed to receive the necessary funds to actually begin the construction process. Instead, district officials have refinanced some current bond debt to raise about $700,000 in order to begin the renovation this year. And with a new high school under development in Centerton for Bentonville Public Schools, school district officials are already searching for a name and mascot for the building. A group of 19 student leaders at Bentonville High School has been tasked with coming up with ideas to suggest to the school board. But community members are also encouraged to send in ideas for mascots or the school's name. Mary Lay, communications director for the school district, says that while few mascot suggestions have come in so far, she has received quite a variety of suggestions for the school's name.
A lot of them are thinking about the principal that we unfortunately and very sadly lost in the last couple of weeks that had been an assistant principal at our high school and then a principal of our new Fulbright Junior High. And then one young man sent the name Dillard, like the Dillard store, because he had been an Arkansas resident. And then one came up with the idea of West Ridge or something like that because it's on the west side and on a ridge. And then another person came in with a former politician's name. But here's one that just came in that said Bentonville West High School, Westside High School. And we had another one called Benton Central High School because it's centrally located in our county. So we're getting, for just opening my computer a couple hours ago, we're getting quite a few suggestions.
Lay urges school district residents to email her any suggestions for the school's name or mascot at mley@bentonvillek12.org. Suggestions will be taken until February 20th. And we can't talk about schools without bringing up higher education. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith is in the process of developing its first master's degree program. Dr. Ray Wallace, Provost and Senior Vice Chancellor of UAFS, says that the online Master's of Science in Healthcare Administration is a logical development for the university and states a need for more highly trained healthcare professionals in the local and state economy.
We've grown quite dramatically in terms of our offerings at the four-year level. And so this is a natural progression. Hospitals, healthcare administrators, some of our graduates in nursing, some of our business graduates and their employers started to call us and say, hey, what are our opportunities here? And so we looked at our strengths, our bench strength in particular areas in the health sciences. And healthcare administration was certainly our strongest area.
This isn't the first time the role and scope of UAFS has changed. Since joining the University of Arkansas system in 2002, the university has shifted from primarily offering two-year degrees to offering several four-year bachelor's degree programs. We'll have more on the development of the UAFS master's degree program on tomorrow's edition of Daily Ozarks. From the Herald and Blanche Calk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.